Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Chaos and confusion going on out there. So our focus is in here.
So that's where we'd like to begin this morning. Inside, focusing on what's good for us, not what they tell us is good for us, what we need to do, drink, wear, eat, sleep. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your day off with a mindfulness stress release session. Today is Monday, October 11th, and if you're celebrating a birthday, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you and to yours. We are celebrating the birthday of my, in loving memory of my mother-in-law. Her date of birth was October 10th, 1937, and she left us November 18th, 2018. That's Miss Annie Jean Slaughter. That's my mother-in-law, Miss Annie Jean. Her birthday is October 10th. Excuse me, this was yesterday. So for the boys, Kevin and Miles, and my husband, Tony, happy birthday, Annie Slaughter. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're born in the month of October. And also for all the Libras, yeah, this is Libra month, I think it is. But my brother's birthday is October 13th. Patrick, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you go to our YouTube page, you'll see I dedicated a video to him. It is so nice. Showed his days in Vietnam, Minnie Riperton, in Blackwater. It just makes me cry. But anyway, celebrating all the birthdays and all the Earth Days. And speaking of birthdays, October 4th was Deborah Peterson's birthday. She's the CEO of the Higher Learning Network. And she and her other girlfriend, Deborah, two Deborahs, right, they were vacationing in Jamaica. And they got stuck in Jamaica. It's like, wow, I was supposed to be on that trip. Why couldn't I get stuck there too? Well, you know, the universe has its ways, because all the chaos is going on with the airlines. They were supposed to leave the next day. Nobody from Delta called them and told them. They get to the airport. They were supposed to leave at, I think, 9:45 yesterday morning, and then they find out that their flight is at 11 o'clock at night. Really? They put them up in the hotel at night, the first one. But then they get to the airport, and they could have stayed in their hotel all day. Oh, it's a hot mess. This is not a time to be, not for me, but for you. Okay, you go right ahead on the flight. I'm not flying anywhere. I'm keeping my tail right here on the ground. If I fly, it's going to be in my mind. Anyway, happy birthday to Deborah Peterson and all the Scorpios and the Libras, because I think my sister's birthday is October 26th. So Patrick is October 13th. So happy birthday, Earth Day, birthday. And you know Herb Kent's birthday was, I think his is on the 12th, I think it is anyway. Herb Kent, Herb baby, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you. And there's a big controversy going on right now because of the Columbus Day Parade, which is also the Indigenous Day Parade, people of who are already here, and people, they just do not want to let go of Columbus. Oh, well, all good things must come to an end. So there's controversy behind that, so I would say that we got to get with the times, period. Condolences to my girlfriend of 50, other girlfriend of 50 plus years. We were in high school together, Sheila Kelly, her sister Roberta. We used to party together. Roberta's funeral is this Saturday. So, Roberta Kelly and Sheila Kelly, condolences and prayers for the family. Our guest today is Cynthia Boykin, entrepreneur, owner of What You Need Is. So she'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And right now, if you're listening online, and thank you for listening online, you can join us. The number to call in is 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're also on Facebook. You see that logo? You'll know you're at the right place. HLNTV1. HLNTV1. And also you'll see that same logo and the one up there too when you go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. So please subscribe and like us while you're there. Oh, and I'm on Instagram too. Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. Zelda Speaks to you. And be sure and check out all the updates on my blog, Zelda Robinson, no, Zelda Speaks, WordPress.com, I think about it. I'm on it all the time. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Congratulations to all of those who signed up with me this past weekend. Your data, your dollars, because there is a new app that is available in the Apple Store that called Tapestry, T-A-P-E-R-P-E-S-T-R-I, Tapestry, ends with an I, that will show you how these marketers are making to the tune of $25 billion off of you, but you don't have to do that anymore. Go to my blog, sign up, and you'll see why. Anyway, be sure and set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Be sure and download the app while you're there. Yep, we have an app, HLN. And we don't collect information to do anything with it. We just collect them. We just collect it to put you on a newsletter, to keep you what's happening, to give you a link to the blog. So that's what we do with it. We're not trying to make money off of it, because that's not who we are. That's not what the Higher Learning Network does. So just wanted to share that with you. Just like I share with you the free PDF download on diabeticdonut.com, how I reverse type 2 diabetes. You always see me drinking this nasty water and tea. That's why. That's how I did it. But the recipe is there, so be sure and go check it out. And share that with somebody else. As we take a look at traffic, if you headed out this morning, don't go. Stay at home. It's a hot mess. It is a windy and warm day. Dry till about 2 o'clock today, then showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be 80 today. It was lovely yesterday. Shout out to all my Bidwich players in DuSable Park yesterday. I'll see y'all there next Sunday, God willing, the creek don't rest. But until then, I'll see you on Tuesday in Glenwood. Hey, okay. And be sure, and if you're going out today, expect to have some issues, especially if you're traveling, trying to go to O'Hare. Just cancel your flight. See, that's why you need flight insurance. It's a hot mess. You see all those people that were trapped over the weekend? Southwest Airlines canceled, what, 1,000 flights or something like that? You think this is just the beginning of it, people. Anyway, brace yourself. Oh, congratulations to 4 teams in Chicago, the Chicago Sky, which I often have free tickets for. So if you want free tickets, email us, HLNTVshow19, HLNTVshow19@gmail.com, and we may be able to get you some tickets, but you got to ask for them, okay? That would be the Chicago Sky, the Chicago Bears, the Chicago White Sox, and the Chicago Bulls. They all won. Chicago, yay, it's about doggone time. If it wasn't so who you are, then you'd be something different. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, so if you're catching a flight, expect delays westbound on the Kennedy. There's an accident. There are delays at the junction. Bryn Mawr and Cumberland, there are detours, so do not be in a hurry this morning because you will not make it. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. Outbound on the Kennedy, it is 72 minutes outbound, 35 minutes inbound. Delays at the junction. And at Bryn Mawr and Cumberland. Inbound on the Edens, it's Lake Cook to the junction, it's 25-21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, 30 minutes in, 23 out. No delays. On the Stevenson, 16 minutes in both directions. And on the Day and Ryan, there was a crash at 95th Street, so expect some delays. 30 minutes in, 12 out. On the Bishop Ford, 12 in and 12 out. And Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Drive, 11 minutes in both directions. That's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. Remember, you have to use, if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you need time to get your discount. You've got to use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A, in order to get that $100 discount and you can go shopping right away. Always giving thanks to the those who came before me and made my way possible. Von Daniels, Jackie Hasselrig. I remember Jackie Hasselrig. She was my boss at DCI. Richard Pegee, and Herb Kitkuzin. Yeah, did you see my wall? Y'all see my wall? It's a dedicated, it's on my Facebook page somewhere, Zelda Speaks, so be sure to check it out. I want to share with you a poem that was sent to me by a listener by the name of Carol. And it's called Contemplating the Fires Next Time Engulfing Us Now. By Alice Walker. It is all about what we do. That's the name of it. It's all about what we do with our sorrow and what we do with our grief. We cannot go back and hug the wet nurse and tell her how her milk was misused by members of the Senate, the president, and his treacherous wife. We cannot go back and tell the cook how much we love her, that we understand why she had to make herself fat. He was always lurking in the shadows when she was thin and could be easily overpowered. Fat, she could not be so easily mounted. And besides, she remained strong, stronger than him, out of necessity. So what can we do? It is only in memory that we grieve. And also, how many centuries has it taken for us to learn what they were so intent that we must never know? Nobody told us about the whistling walk because nobody in living memory and after war and homelessness and starvation could remember it. We had to whistle carrying their food that we had cooked, covered of course, to prove to them as they starved us that we could not take a bite. This sad land that does not know why it's suddenly falling apart. But there she was, and there she is, rising like one of her delicious cakes that mistress took dimpled credit for. Bound to the fire, you could rarely leave the tiny room in which they made you cook and in which you yourself cooked. Mother, grandmother, your daughters and granddaughters weep, thinking of you captured for all your life in that small space, excuse me, before the open, blazing fire, no air conditioning, no breeze. What can we do? We can love you, venerate your memory, and work even now, so late in the day, for your total and global liberation. For we know you are not truly gone, but exist somewhere, this minute, on somebody else's plantation. That knowing this, never forgetting, is part of what, to our souls, those ever-evolving mysteries that our own enslavement was for. Wow. That, my friend, is Alice Walker. Inspirational conversation this morning with Alice Walker. I hope you enjoyed that. Wow. Thank you, Carol. One of our higher learning leaders sent us this inspiration. We appreciate that for a while. You know, Alice Walker was before her time and still during her time. She's still phenomenal. And you're phenomenal, too, for going back and reading it and, or listening to it and digesting it. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's 7:18. It's time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So sit up straight in your chair. We're just going to do a little bit of breathing today. Just to remind you that the importance of taking deep breaths, because deep breaths automatically relax the system. Everything relaxes when you're breathing. You know, the body begins to be in the flight or fight or flight syndrome, and that's not what you want. You want to relax the system. So sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. Just inhale through your nose and out your mouth, because deep breathing relaxes the lung and it triggers that happiness gene, that gene that makes you feel good all over. So let's just stretch this morning. And stretch. Oh, yes. Wake up that body. Stretch, rest, stretch. Take these two fingers and this thumb, back of the neck, and just massage the back of the neck, because that's where the vagus nerve is, centers on your immune system. You stimulate that, keep it stimulated, put the right thoughts in your mind and the right foods in your body, you'll be okay. You'll be just fine. And then take these hands and massage the back of the shoulders, because that's where we hold a lot of tension. And I even take my fingers and do like this on the back of the neck, on the back of the shoulders. And it just breaks up some of that tension and rotate those shoulders. So continue to breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out once more. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Does that not feel good? Yes, it does. Take a long, deep breath, breathing in, sending all of that light and love and energy through the breath up to the top of the head. Inhale. And close your eyes, feeling that breath of fresh air moving down through the face and the shoulders as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, allowing the breath to come on down through the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we inhale. And as we exhale, bringing more breath and attention down to the thighs and the knees, and rub those glorious knees that keep us moving. Doesn't matter what age you are, at some point those knees will need a little love and attention as you inhale deeply. And as you exhale, sending love and light and energy down to the legs and the arches and the ankles and the heels and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Yes, inhale deeply. And exhale. Once more, let's bring the energy up from the toes. Inhale deeply. Bringing love, light, and energy and healing up through the toes and the heels and the ankles and the arches and the legs as we exhale. And we inhale again. Bringing more love and light and energy up through the knees and the thighs and the buttocks and the back as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy, that healing, loving energy back up through our back, back up through our shoulders and our arms. Stretch out those arms and move that body and wiggle those wrists. Oh, just give thanks that you are in a place where you can move things, because not everybody is able to be so free like you are. So inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time when we inhale, hold the breath and bring the head forward. So let's inhale together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Bring the head down, face forward, chin to chest. Slowly rotate that head to the left as far as you possibly can. And slowly bring it around to the back. Slow down. Move it too fast. Slowly bring it around to the right. And down. Head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale, bringing the forehead back down, chin to chest. And slowly rotate that head to the right. Slowly. Slowly. Slowly just getting to the back and slowly bring it around to the left and back to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to your left as far as you possibly can with your feeling the stretch in the right side of your neck. Oh, yes, that feels good. And bringing your head back forward. Inhale deeply. And exhale, turning your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left part of the neck. Ooh, that feels good. See what a little stretching can do for you? Doesn't that feel good? Yeah, I know. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Now, how does that feel? Feel good? Yeah, it should. And see, this is something that you can do every single day on your own. You can practice. When people are stressing you out, you get a call that stresses you out. You know, people call me and stress me out. I just hang up the phone or I just let them talk. I'm sorry, I do. You are not going to stress me out with your nonsense. So I just thought I'd share that with you this morning. You can do this in 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, however you long you feel you need to breathe in order to gain your composure so you don't snap. Because there's enough people snapping and losing their lives, and you don't need to be in that group. You have work to do. You have a mission.
What are you talking about? I got a mission.
Yeah, you have a mission. Because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You'd be gone. So that means you got work to do. Okay? So you don't know what it is? Get quiet and breathe. I promise you it'll come to you, but you got to listen. And you got to turn off the outside influences. That's what you have to do. You spend an hour with yourself a day alone in the quiet. An hour. Let's start with a minute. Can you do that? 30 seconds of a minute and just breathe. And thank the universe for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own. They may have a trachea in their throat. They may have COPD, severe asthma. There's a whole lot of people in a whole lot of pain. And the fact that you are not one of them gets thanks for it. And that will work for you, I promise you. But you must do it. You must breathe in. Deep, not the little shallow breath. Deep breathing, because that's what calms the system down. So you be sure and go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. Check it out. And subscribe and share. And you'll be glad you did. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. There are not only testimonies on there, but there are tools and techniques, other tools and techniques that you can use that will benefit you. So be sure and share and subscribe. And thank you for joining us on Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. We'll be joined by What You Need Is, Cynthia Boykin, businesswoman, entrepreneur, who will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. But in the 7:30 hour, we will be joined by Naima Latif, our sister of the microphone. And it is 7:26, and I thank you for the opportunity to be of service to you this morning, to be the very best and share the very best that I can. Oh, and to mention that this fourth Saturday coming up is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We have that every fourth Saturday. So October 22nd is the next Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And if you haven't seen the contest, you must go see it. We get children from all over the world. The winner for the September contest was young man from Bulgaria. His name is Mark Tiefert, T-E-A-F-O-R-D. And Mark won the prize for September. They get cash, they get t-shirts, they get whatever our sponsors give us to share with them. Like one of our sponsors is Roma Boots, and Roma Boots gave us boots to give away. So if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Teen Talent Contest, we'd love to have you, and we'd also love to have your donation. And you can also do that by going to our PayPal, higherlearningnw @yahoo.com. And, oh, they're tax deductible. Did I mention that? All of your donations are tax deductible. And because Higher Learning Network is a 501c3, so you can support Teen Talent Contest with prizes and cash. Cash App, you see that? That's my Cash App. And a PayPal is highlearningnw@yahoo.com. Proceeds benefit the youth media training program and via the higherlearningnetwork.org. So please share that information. Oh, and did you get the information last week about the $250 million grants available for small businesses? Mm-hmm. And yes, the Higher Learning Network did apply. And if you did not apply, this is what I was told. Siri Hibbler is the young lady who came on last week and told us about all this money that's available. And she goes to these chambers. She's a chamber of commerce, small black biz chamber of commerce. And she's always the only one there, and they're always telling her, we can't find black people. Really? So she made this money available. Well, she and a group of others, that's the website right there, CookCountySmallBiz.org. You can go there, and you can apply to get that money. And just remember, you heard about it on the Higher Learning Network TV show. which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Okay, so right now we're going to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, Naima Latif will be here with us. Okay, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll be back. Stay cool.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Fusan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Global Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama Dee. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Burning Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And that is the weekly lineup of the Female Solution, and we hope that you will join us every day from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com, the Female Solution. I am joined very shortly by Naima Latif, the executive producer of the show, and coming up at 8 o'clock, we will have a guest entrepreneur businesswoman, Cynthia Boykin, on. Cynthia is a sister from Chicago who's been helping entrepreneurs and small business owners get the word out about their what they are doing, their business. And she has an interesting story, and I can't wait to share it with you. But in the meantime, in between time, I need you to go to our YouTube page. You see it right there. Over my shoulder and right there. Right there. When you see that logo, when you go to youtube.com, Higher Learning TV Show, you will see that that logo, and we just ask that you subscribe and share. And also our Facebook page, because the name had to change because of HLN-TV. So we made us HLN-TV1. So that's who we are. So be sure and go there, excuse me, and like, subscribe, and share. And right now I'm going to share with you executive producer of The Female Solution, and that would be Naima Latif. Looking all gorgeous this morning, just with her yellow, just gorgeous. Just, ooh, girl, give me them teeth, girl. Just take them out your mouth and give them to me, okay? I heard that conversation Saturday when you and Deborah. It's like, I grew up in a place where everybody put their teeth in a jar. It's like, no, you're not one of those. You're not one of those people who put your teeth in the jar. But they sure do look good on you, girl. If you could take them out and put them in the jar, you'd be all right with me. Because I used to sleep in the bed with my grandma, and I wake up and I see teeth in the jar. I'm like, what's with these teeth? You know, they don't explain nothing to us.
They don't explain a thing. You just figure, okay, well, it's turning
to get
dentures.
Okay. Yes. We expect to get dentures, and that's what happens.
That's what happens.
And we wind up with them.
But if they ignore your teeth, and they'll go away.
Yep. I promise you they'll go away. And let me tell you, I'm so stubborn. I went to the dentist because of problems I was having from too much sugar, because sugar will rot the teeth out, and your teeth are bones. So you know if sugar can rot a bone, you're in trouble. You can imagine what it's doing inside your body.
Yeah.
And I went and got teeth fixed and went back and ate some more candy. I said, how dumb can you get?
Because they don't tell us, and you know what I think about that? So many basic things about our health that we didn't learn as young people, you know, no one gave us knowledge how to take care of your body, how to take care of your teeth. I mean, things that aren't going to come back once those permanent ones leave.
Right.
They don't tell us. So a lot of times you see people in communities where maybe the education isn't that good. Also, they're missing teeth. And then if you don't have money to go and buy some, so you can put in the jar and put in your mouth in the morning.
Because teeth are expensive.
And you know, I kind of wondered about that. Why is it that it's so expensive? I guess, I mean, everything costs, but I really believe that there are ways to make maintaining your body less expensive so that people who want to preserve themselves into old age, they should be able to do that.
They
should.
You
know, I was reading, and that's what we talked about, I think, on Jody's show, the fact that the cells in your body reproduce themselves every year. So literally, there is no cell in your body that is over 5 years old. So logically, there is no reason for you to age other than your belief in aging. So if you did not believe you were supposed to age and break down and fall apart, you would not do that, because every cell in your body is actually new. Nothing is over 5 years old. I said about that, I said that. So really what we're seeing on people is the stress that they have experienced. That's what's manifesting in your body. Whatever experience that has caused you stress and anxiety or anger or all the negative emotions, that's what leaves an imprint in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So now, have you ever seen an old person, but they're happy all the time, they smile all the time? Seems like they still seem young. You don't see wrinkles, you know, they're smiling. They say it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. So you're actually, whenever you're mean, you know, I don't know if your parents ever said this, you know, you have your mouth poked out and your mother say, you keep on poking your mouth like that, your face will get stuck like that. You know? So I think what happens is that we believe we're supposed to age, and therefore we stop exercising. And then we get stiff because we stopped exercising. It isn't a natural consequence of getting old. We just stopped doing the things that we could do. And so our muscles get stiff. Same thing with teeth. If you believe you're going to eventually lose them,
right,
and have to buy some new ones where you have to soak in a jar and then put them in the morning, then that's what you do. You just stop taking care of them. Stop flossing. Stop brushing at night. you know, and I mean, how are you supposed to brush your teeth at night? You know, you're a little tired, you eat candy all day, and then you go to bed, you got sugar rotting your teeth.
Right.
Nobody tells you, and a lot of parents who haven't gotten proper parenting instruction, they'll stick a bottle of juice or something in their baby's mouth, and the baby's teeth are just forming, so you got sugary juice that you're feeding your baby, so the first teeth grow in rot. Well, of course, they lay the groundwork for the permanent teeth to grow in rot.
Right.
So all these things that we should know to preserve our bodies, we're not taught. And then we're not taught that if you just maintain your regular active lifestyle, your body really will not age.
Right.
So, you know, it's amazing when you learn things and you realize most of what we do comes from old-time traditions that we never think to question. And then when somebody does manifest what it looks like when you don't believe these things, we think it's exceptional, but actually they are just showing what it looks like when you understand that your body is meant to carry you as long as you want to stay here. And then when you get ready to leave, when you're just done, you're tired, you've had enough, you can just leave. And I think we talked about it a little bit on Beata's show last night.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people in other parts of the world where transitioning out of your body is something that you do voluntarily once you feel like you've had enough of this earth lesson. You just transition. Your soul just is like, okay, I'll leave this body behind and go on. And it's not this big, traumatic event where you got to be injured or suffer your way out of here. Just leave quite smoothly, no problem, at your decision. So if we could live like that, just imagine. Live and have fun, to be out playing volleyball at 90 years old and running down the street. You know, do all these things. Enjoy life until the very end. You say, okay, I've had enough. I've seen enough. I'm ready to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And people celebrate your life. But no, she's fun to be around. Oh, can't wait to see her again. And that would just be a total different mindset. Total different mindset. No one's going to just, I'll see you when I go home. But I would do, but I'm not ready to go home yet. But
right,
she sure was fun with
you. Right.
It's just a different way of thinking. And that's something we have to change, the way we think. Nothing else needs to change. Once we change our thoughts, we'll change our reality. Isn't that amazing?
Well, this man thought so much, I just got to go back to the teeth because I got to point that out. We talk about teeth in a jar. This man made his own teeth out of some wood. And he took them out of his mouth so I could see them. And they looked just like teeth. They were teeth. Okay? Don't think I didn't try. I was like... And it's so funny. He is a man who has money. He was like, I am not paying no $2,000 for some teeth. I can make my own teeth. And he made his own teeth. I was too through. You could have never told me that somebody would be able to make their own dentures. Top and bottom.
Wow.
He made them out of wood. I know his mouth must have felt like a furnace. I can't even imagine that. My imagination is not that good. But anyway, I just had to share that.
What's his name? President George Washington, his false teeth were made out of wood.
Yes.
And they say what happened over time, the wood would rot, which is why you don't see the appearance of him smiling later in life.
Ah, okay.
I remember that fact about him.
Yes, sir.
I'm believing that there will be people who will find ways of making teeth much...
And they're all on the internet, because I had an issue a while back, and I was looking on the internet. I'm like, I am not going to Amazon and order some teeth for $2.99 and sit up here and look stupid in front of the camera. I am not going to do it. something ridiculous like $9.99. They look like Halloween teeth. I'm like, come on. I can't be sitting up on the show going, good morning. And welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host for Deb the Babbitt. Please, come on now. Really?
I mean, there are things have to happen. Like, they have to do a mold of your mouth.
Thank you.
You can't. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
I couldn't believe there were that many people in the world who had ordered, and they show you how many people have ordered. We're talking like 1,011 I'm like, is that many people ordering teeth? Oh, they play. They're playing with them. I know. They're not using them in their real. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, when you know when things are priced so out of your league where you don't have access to them, you start looking for desperate ways of finding what you need.
Yeah.
And when dentists tell you, well, you know, $2,000, and you're thinking, man, that's 4 months of rent or
okay.
whatever it is. You know, you just find something else, and that's how people sort of take advantage of you because they
yep.
know that you're willing to try something cheap, and so they come up with something cheap.
Yep.
And, you know, people will settle for the cheap thing. So I'm sure there's some people walk around with, you know, Walmart teeth.
Yep. I'm mad at
Amazon teeth, you know, and, you know, looking like they about to go knock on the door for Halloween.
Yeah.
For them, it's better than, you know, gums in their mouth. And so it's
and you know what? It's funny you should say that because in South Africa, in, I don't remember the exact city. Oh, let me say this before I forget. Higher Learning, go to YouTube for our viewers. Thank you so much for going to YouTube and subscribing. Higher Learning TV show. And after you leave there, go to our Facebook page, HLNTV1. I digress. The culture in this little town, I can't remember the name of it, but I was in Cape Town, so it was like a little suburb of Cape Town. This is a minister's family that I live with, and they took me to the market the first day, and I was like, oh, okay, go to the market, everything dirt cheap. I mean, you could eat all damn day for $1, excuse my friend.
Wow.
For $1. They had these little, like a pot pie, but it had like potatoes and something else on the inside. You get like 5 of them for $1. For $1.
Wow.
For $1. And I was like, wow.
For $1.
I mean, everything in there, it was dirt cheap. And I was like, wow, they living like this. Why am I going back to America? Oh, okay. Yeah, I was working at the time, so I had to figure out a strategy to come home, sell everything, and move back there, but that didn't quite work out. Anyway, I digress. But my point is that everything there was so dirt cheap, and the getting back to the teeth, the four front teeth here of everybody I saw at the market were missing. And I asked my host, I was like, is there some kind of gum disease or something that's prevalent in this community where everybody's four teeth? I mean, he was like, oh, no, that's the fashion. That's the way they word their mouth. I was like, really? Oh, okay. So, you know, people were just talking to me, you know, from America. People just talking to me, high and smiling. All of this is gone. And some of them had some missing at the mouth. I was like, that is the norm here? And also,
wow.
Let me say this. My dentist, who is from Germany, I looked at his mouth one day when he was doing my mouth. Remember that conversation, Tony? Dr. Willoughby? And his teeth were not white. And I'm thinking to myself, why would a dentist not have white teeth? I'm not understanding this. You know, I know why mine are dingy because I drink so much tea and I used to smoke. So, you know, me, curious minds want to know. I asked him, I said, why aren't your teeth brown? I said it like that.
That's a legitimate question. You know, how you going
to... And guess what he said to me?
What he said?
He said, that is an American thing.
Oh, white teeth are not expected to be the norm where he lives?
He said, that is an American thing. It is... a marketing strategy designed to stay in your pocket. This is what my dentist told me. He said, so don't feel bad that you don't have white teeth because they're not going to stay white forever. So don't be trying to get that white stuff, putting it on, because they're not going to tell you it's going to eat up your teeth, and then you're going to be looking like the folks in Cape Town or whatever that little South African suburb was with your teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that? My dentist told me the truth, so I admire him for that, and I love him for that, because he could have very well tried to sell me on some whitening product. He's like, oh, no, we don't do that where I come from. In my country, white teeth are, you know, dingy teeth are the norm, because, you know, you eat, you drink, you smoke. How can they stay white? So you're fighting an uphill battle trying to get them to stay white. So what's the point? I was like, ooh, oh, okay. I love that. Oh, we got some comments. Let's see what we got comments here. Who said this? I can't even see that. It's so little. Let me make the screen.
Squirrel all over my face.
Replace the word English with math. English debating is fun. Okay, squirrel all over my face. I don't know what that's about, but thank you for sharing. Appreciate you, whoever you are, but I don't know what that was about. Somebody just coming on want to have fun, I guess. Okay. But anyway, it is 7:55. If you would like to join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we will be joined by our guest, Cynthia Boykin. What you need is, oh, Deborah Smith says, what she said? Oh, no. Yeah, I guess somebody on here clowning this morning. They didn't have anything else to do, but, you know, to each his own. So while you're there clowning, be sure to go to our Facebook page and subscribe, HLNTV1, as well as our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. We'll be bringing her on in about 4 minutes. You wanted to mention something, Naima?
Well, this is coming Saturday, of course. Deborah, I guess Deborah's no comment was about the 4 minutes of cheap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But this Saturday, of course, we'll be around with Deborah on Female Solution, and also we're going to visit the grand opening of a community garden, a black-on-black love community garden. It's having its opening ceremonies. They have taken a vacant lot in the city of Chicago at 8616 South Carpenter and turned it into a place where free food is growing, and they're teaching young people how to grow food, and we're going to be doing some partnering with them with the pandemic gardens and creating some products with our pandemic farms. And
pandemic farms is back, yay!
Yes, and we are going to show how to prepare products for the marketplace and how to put the ingredients on it so people understand, and even little sample recipes on how to use things like dandelions that we get, you know, call weeds, but they really are not. They're native plants that the ground grows on purpose because certain plants replenish the soil's nutrients. So we're going to be partnering with them and teaching some of those things to young people. We have to work on removing the sense of despair that young people have when they look around their neighborhoods and see all these vacant lots, abandoned lots, and we're going to help them see the possibility. This is potential wealth, food, abundance. See it differently so that you can manifest what it really is. This is the unlimited wealth that we have right here in our midst. We just need to change how we see it so that we can benefit from it. And so I'm really looking forward to that. We're gonna step in with them a moment during the Boris show and give you all a chance to consider how in your city you can manifest the same thing. The solution is right under our feet. We just need to see it. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to this fall really starting to produce and package and distribute those products from pandemic farms, because I think we will discover all of the things that the earth has given us to repair the damage we've done to our bodies. The things that are growing that have been given to us for absolutely free, but this is one ecosystem. So we're part of the system that sustains us. And Mother Earth is trying to tell us, look, if you just eat this, then this will get rid of your disease, this will get rid of your pain. So many things that we used to think were just useless. We used to think peanuts were just useless plants. But we know the story. George Washington Carver actually renovated and revitalized the southern economy because the cotton had depleted the soil of all its nutrients and you couldn't grow anything. And he discovered how when you grow peanuts, you re-enrich the soil. And he made so many products out of peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what the earth does for us. We get what we need. We just need to be able to listen to the plants as they tell us what they can do for us. And that's the gift that George Washington Carver had. He said he asked the plants, tell them your secret.
Oh.
And it's inspiration on what he can create out of those plants. And, you know, when they talk about a plant, you know, like a manufacturing plant, well, they got that word plant from actually working with George Washington Carver, when Ford Motor started working with George Washington Carver, and all these various kinds of ways you can use plants, you know, to create things. And so that's what they started calling those manufacturing places, plants.
Ah, okay. Well, it is 8 a.m., and I hope you have subscribed by now, facebook.com/HLNTV show, and share this page as well, and also our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. But right now we've got to go to our next commercial because we are being joined by Cynthia Boykin coming up right after the break, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. In other cities, check your local cable listings.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are joined by the executive producer, Naima Latif, be sure and join us on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as we await the arrival of Cynthia Boykin. She's in the studio in the background, but we can't see her camera, so we don't know what's going on. So hopefully she'll be able to fix that and join us. We have a couple of some comments this morning. Deborah Smith says, let me make that bigger so I can see it. I can't see it. Oh, this is.
And this Saturday will also speak on the importance of travel.
Yes. I bet all those people who got canceled,
oh,
I bet you they wish they had travel insurance. This is a good time for it, Deborah. Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Because, you know, if you have to buy another ticket or something because you go somewhere, you get sick, you miss your flight, what if you don't have the money? You're just stranded somewhere.
Right.
So I have seen some disasters that people have gone through unexpectedly on a trip.
Right.
So you have to be ready. So yeah, definitely a timely way.
Ron's Way. Enjoy listening to you two chat. Thank you so much, my sister. Ron's Way is a dynamite sister. She's been on the show before. She has an event coming up. Oh, it's private. I'm sorry. I can't tell you about that. But there's another one coming up. And I'm sure if she's watching, she'll type it in and share that information and let us know. Because the private one, I'm sorry. I can't tell you about that one. But this is for women our age who are learning to embrace themselves, their age, where they are in life, and everything that's going on with them. It's a fantastic event. I went to one pre-COVID. It was off the chain. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really important because this society has been youth-oriented for so long.
Oh, throw you out there with the watch.
Feel like something shameful about being older. I love telling people that I'm
Girl, I love 65, staying alive. I love it.
Hey,
can't wait till I'm 95. Hello.
Yes.
Love it.
You know, and I think that because we haven't embraced our wisdom years, we're not benefiting from what it means to have lived these years, and so we're not helping the next generation to look forward to these years. If aging has meant the loss of fun in life, the loss of joy, the loss of intimacy, who would want to get old?
Right.
So I think that we do need to redefine it so that it's something people look forward to. People say, what do you want to be when you grow up? A senior citizen.
Right.
Because that's really when you, and I'm discovering, that's really when you get free. You no longer care what people think. You say what you want to say. I mean, because what can someone do to you at age 60? You know, my husband used to always, when he turned 60, it was like, he would always, when people would ask him things, he would always start out a sense of, well, as an elder, I think so-and-so. And then after all, I'm like, oh, here we go again with the elder. But you
really?
Know, when I turned 60, I understood, I'm like, you know, there's an authority that comes with this age. And people listen to what you have to say because you know what you're talking about.
I love it.
And so I'm like, oh, I get it now. Yes, I have reached a stage of being an elder. I have wisdom. My experience has given me the right to advise because I've lived through things and learned some things. So that's a thing to be treasured. And whatever gray hairs I have on my head, that's a crown of glory. That says, I have experienced life and I know things. So, and for those of you all who color your hair, I'm not talking about you. You know, if you want to color it, that's fine. But, you know, if my gray grows in, I'm going to treasure it because it's going to mean that I have obtained depth and wisdom.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
So I think that it's time for us to embrace our aging and to enjoy the process and still have fun. Still have love in your life. I saw on Facebook or something several months ago a woman getting married and she was 90 years old, had on a wedding dress. I'm like, yay, all right.
Wow.
Now. Yes. Romance don't ever end. You know?
Okay.
And she was feeling full of joy, too. I mean, had her wedding gown on at 90 years old.
Wow. I ain't mad at her.
You know, life never ends. It's never over until you decide to go and until
have that time to live life to the fullest. That's what I believe. So, yeah, I think that those kind of events are really beneficial so that we can be reminded we're in the best parts of our lives now.
Yes, ma'am.
Nobody can take away what you have achieved.
Right, and they're always talking about you're too old to do anything that young people do. And I was like, why would I want to do anything that young people do? And there was a conversation yesterday, it's like 21. I like to be 21. No, I don't want to be 21 again. I was dumb as a box of rocks and thought I knew everything. No.
No, I do not want to be young and dumb again. Yeah.
Ron said, November 12th to the 14th, Happy Woman by Design Weekend Experience. Yes, 61 to 65 and 65, yes. Y'all still looking good. Love, love. Thank you, my sister.
Yeah, I give it that. Yeah.
Okay, so Rhonda, you need to give us a website or something to come to. You just say Happy Woman by Design. Oh, is it ronsway.com? Duh. ronsway.com. I believe that's what it is. But I'm gonna double.
Happy Woman by Design.
Yeah. I'm gonna check on that. Yeah, I'm gonna check on that. So
I'm finally meeting the age requirements.
Okay. As I always say, welcome to the club. So send that to us, Rhonda. Deborah Smith, our third Saturday host from 12 noon until 2 PM says.
And
it does. That's why I tell you I love being old. I walk in places sometimes, and it's like sometimes young people don't want to give you respect. I take respect. You ain't got to give me nothing. I walk in, this is it, and I'm going to share this, and I know some people say I'm a little crazy, but that could very well be. That's another show. Anyway, in my building, I live in a high rise, and there are four elevators. And because of, this was even before social distancing, people would, these are all young people, mind you. They line up one at a time. They don't have sense enough, like two or three, to stand on the side. So the line is going out the door, past the security desk, out the door. And I was like, the first time it happened to me, two of the elevators opened up and they closed right back up because nobody would get. I'm like, what? Why the hell are y'all standing here? Are you going upstairs or what? So I said, you know what? I'm old. I can get away with some old crazy stuff now. So what I do, walk in with my bag and I walk to the front of the line and get in the corner so they can't even see me. They don't know where I went to. But I'm waiting on that number one elevator in the corner because nobody seldom gets on that elevator, and I'm on a high floor, so it takes me forever if there's 10 people on the elevator with me. Well, not 10, but they don't allow that many. If there's 5 people on the elevator, so that's 5 stops I gotta make. And they think I'm crazy, so nobody wants to get on the elevator with me, which is fine. So I'm okay with it. They go to the old crazy black lady again. Here she come walking up here, getting in front of everybody. I say, the first time it happened, I said, this will not happen to me again. We got four elevators, a line of people out the door, and you let two of the elevators close. I don't think so.
Why would they not get in the other elevator?
Because they're stupid. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it, but I said it. Because they're out to lunch. They're not stupid.
So you see somebody else lined up, and so they're thinking, so maybe you're not supposed to get in those other elevators. So nobody seems to question that there's nothing wrong with those elevators. They're just following what they see.
Monkey see, monkey do. I said, that will not happen to me again. So I just walk right up the front, stand in the corner, wait on the elevator, let them go on the other elevators that come. And by the time they get on all the three other elevators, I can get on my one elevator and go straight up. I've learned. Young people have taught me well.
that's one to how we have conditioned young people not to think. You know, if they see something happening, they see everybody doing something, they figure that's what you're supposed to do. So they just do it. No one thinks to say, well, you know, why are we in line with this one elevator? Why don't we just get on this other? They just assume, okay, you're not supposed to do that. We have conditioned young people not to think, not to question, just follow.
Right.
And it's something that makes no sense at all. I've seen that kind of behavior before.
Right.
You know, and I
you ask, you know, can we do this, or is this working, or, they know what thinks, because, we've taught young people also not to ask questions.
Right.
And so they just learn to just do it as everybody else is doing, because that's the thing you're supposed to do.
Hey, Cynthia, call me on that number.
So when you get older and you have gained some wisdom, you learn that there are no restrictions in life. You basically can do what you really can do as you please. And you don't worry about being socially ostracized. You don't worry about being criticized. You don't care if people think you're crazy. I mean, it's such a freedom that
yes,
comes.
It is. You can't buy that.
You can't buy that. I mean, you don't have any of those insecurities, worried about your reputation or are people going to gossip about you. You just don't care.
You don't care.
It doesn't matter because you are self-sufficient in your own identity. You don't need validation from anybody. So you live life with a freedom of mind
yes.
that comes with not worrying about what people saying, what are they thinking? Oh, some people looking at me. All of that's gone. All of it's gone.
I love it.
You can laugh when you want to laugh. If you want to walk out the street, talk to yourself, and ain't on no cell phone.
Okay, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Right.
And you know what? 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody going to bother you either.
I've had people, because, I have this habit of thinking out loud and, talking to myself. My lips move and my face changes expression. And I'm not conscious of it. And I was doing that one day. I'm walking down the street, and there was this couple walking toward me. And suddenly they looked at me, they stopped, and they crossed the street. And I kind of felt bad because I didn't realize I had frightened them. Because I was crazy lady who won't get on down the street. But, but then I realized, that could come in handy. That could scare off muggers and everything else. If I look crazy, somebody's going to bother me.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about looking crazy. Sometimes I'm walking down the street, there've been times and maybe my car was in the shop, whatever, I was on public transportation and dark at night and I'm walking down the street. I was looking crazy, I wasn't nobody bothering me at all. Just be talking, laughing, ain't no cell phone, ain't no plugs in my ear. And I know nobody's gonna bother me because I look like I'm a nut.
Right.
And people are afraid of crazy people.
Right.
So it's just such a freedom to be able to be
yes,
crazy and don't care.
I love it. You can't put a price on it. You cannot put a price on
it.
I was like, wow, they don't tell you this when you're young so that you'll know when you get older, baby. It's thebomb.com. I'm here to tell you. I love it.
I feel so free in my life.
And we used to resent it. Being called, yes, ma'am. Because Naima, Viata talked about that. She had to get over the fact that young people were saying.
First time somebody called you Ms. or ma'am,
right.
And you I'm not my mother, right? You call me
right. Why you calling me that? What's up with that? I ain't old.
Like,
I am. I'm old.
Call me
now. I'm loving it. Hello. Old and loving it. Hello.
But it took a minute to accept that as an honor, that younger people are seeing me as an elder and they're giving me respect.
Thank you. It's respect. We always talking about respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. And then we get it. And then we don't want it.
Yeah.
And then we want... who was that? Was that you that gave us this for last week when Lionel was on the show?
Yes.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
External spirit powerfully expressing conscious truth. Yes.
Elaborate on that. Yeah.
So when you respect others, it's a sign of respecting yourself. Because whatever you do, you are expressing who you are. So the more you respect yourself, the more you give respect to others, realizing that you are defining who you are by the way you treat other people. And when you have the highest respect for yourself, you would never violate another person because you would not want to disrespect yourself that way. So that means you would not steal from someone else. You would not rob someone else. You would not curse at someone else. You would not physically assault someone else. You could not do that because you respect yourself too much. So what we have to do, if we want to change people's behavior who are hurting people, we have to instill in them self-respect. That's all that's necessary. Don't have to threaten them with pain and punishment and shame and confinement. Just simply raise their level of self-respect, and they will self-correct out of love for themselves.
Ron's Way says, benefits of getting older, yes. Freedom from speech, my sister. Freedom from speech.
Oh, preach. You said preach.
Preach. Oh, preach. Preach. See, that words are so tiny I can't see it. It's 8:20, and we have finally got our guest on the line. She was having some difficulties getting in video, but we've got her here on the line at 773-534, and that would be our guest of the hour, and we apologize for her being a little late this morning. And that would be Cynthia Boykin. What you need is entrepreneur, businesswoman. Welcome to the podium, my sister.
Hello, thank you, ladies. Awesome. Hi, good morning. Good morning, Lady Zelda. Thank you for having me. And greetings to Sister Naima this morning. I see your smiling faces, and I was trying to get in here. I was up and early, perky, lips shining, and streamline didn't want to accept me this morning, my camera. So I'm just happy to be here with you beautiful ladies and listening to the program so far. So I'm excited to be here.
I am so very glad that you had, we finally got you through here this morning. If you're just tuned in, that is the voice of Cynthia Boykin, whatyouneedis.com. I got that address, the URL right?
Yes.
Whatyouneedis.com. Tell us a little bit about whatyouneedis.com and how you got started. What is that all about?
whatyouneedis.com. Well, how I got started, how I got started was many years ago, actually 17 years ago, I had a friend. I used to be a personal shopper, and I used to work at Saks Fifth Avenue. So I always have access to information and people. And I actually, how I got my name and how I got started, I was doing closet overhaul for people who needed to, you know, downgrade their closet, you know, get themselves organized. And so I went out to dinner with a lady I had just met, and every time she'd have a question, she'd look at me and say, what you need is, and I would give her the answer. And that's how I got my name, but I was always resourceful. I had thousands of business cards. So while I was working in personal shopping, it's like I was working in it, but I was also connected to networking. Networking was my natural thing. Whenever you would meet me, I could have like 20, 30 business cards on me because I would always have access to people, places, things. So how I started What You Need is I was actually a vendor. And as a vendor, I had I collected vintage purses. Vintage purses that were very unique to like black tie. And as I was out being a vendor throughout the Chicagoland area, I noticed that as a vendor, sometimes there would be a lot of people at the event. And so from that, I realized that, you know, I had access to a network of people. And I started actually promoting myself as a vendor at different events. And then it transformed into, well, I have all these business cards. I met all these people. And then people started asking me to promote their events, their products, their press releases, their books, their events all over the country. And that's how I started building my list, just from being a vendor and recognizing that there was a need, because we would go to events and people wouldn't be there. And I thought, there's nobody there but them, their mom and them. And you know, sometimes as a vendor, you would pay $100, $200.
Mom and them.
You need a mom and them. So I'm like, wait a minute. And, you know, the vendors, that's when I noticed that the... Oh, the vendors would be very upset about that. But for me, it was very natural. I would take my purses and walk in, and I was hobnobbing with everybody, and that's when I realized I had the key. I was what they needed.
Oh.
Yes, I realized I'm what you need is dot, dot, dot. Yes.
I love it. Wow. And
yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, no, that was it. What you need is, and I was there.
Wow. So to summarize that, you were working in a department store at one of the very expensive stores. What was the name of the store again? Was it Neiman Marcus, did you say?
Saks Fifth Avenue. And I wasn't just working in a department store. I was personal. It was personal shopping.
Oh, you were personal shopping?
Your personal shopping is a whole entity within the store. It's like you're not standing on a floor. You're working with people one-on-one, personally taking care of all of their needs for them at that moment, for their different homes. So I was being prepared to where I was going to, because I know how to serve people. And that is what I found that is key, is learning to serve people. That's all people want.
Yes.
Is to be served and treated with respect. That's all they want.
You are absolutely right. It's so funny you should say that, because I never knew of personal shoppers till probably about 20 years ago, and maybe 30 of my age, and I love it. 65, yeah, I love it. And one of my girlfriends, I went on a trip with her to New Orleans one time, and she called a boutique and asked them if I didn't know she do what you do. And she asked them if, she said she wanted to go shopping, but she didn't feel like going shopping. So she asked the lady at the store if she would send over some things. And the lady sent over a box, two boxes of clothing right away. And I was like, they do this? For real? Do they do this in Chicago? She was like, girl, they do this everywhere. And she said, anything you don't want, just send it back. Well, of course, we kept everything that was in the boxes.
Yeah.
We didn't send one thing back. So I hate to see what her credit card looked like, but she could afford it. So I didn't, you know, she didn't care and I didn't care. So, but, yeah, I never knew that service existed. So you grew a niche out of a service.
Yes. Yes. And, in fact, just, you know, FYI, you know, even if a person is not having things sent to them, you can call a store ahead of time. You're like, I'm on my lunch hour, I'm a size 10, and I want all dresses, or I want all skirts, and I want shoes in the room. When you come in, they'll have it all ready for you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's a service.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's a service, because we have to be a service. You know, I had a pastor years ago who said, years, maybe 25, 30 years ago, he said, when you learn to serve, you'll never be broke.
Oh, when you learn to serve. Did you all hear that? When you learn to serve, you will never be broke. I love that. I got to write that one down. When you learn to serve, I should be writing it on the screen, right? But I'm just, you know, I have a love affair with the pen, so. You'll never be broke. I'm going to write that down for y'all, too, but I had to put it here. What time is it? 8:28, because we're going to use that as a blog. Wow, Cynthia, that is powerful. Who was that? Was it Martin Luther King or?
Yeah, I think so.
No, actually, that was Pastor Clifford Turner in Chicago.
Okay. I love that. Dr. King or Maya Angelou, somebody, or Malcolm X, somebody says service is the price you pay for the space you occupy on this planet.
Service, Maya Angelou.
Yeah. Service is the price you pay for the space that you occupy on this planet. I was like, wow. Oh, okay. So when you find yourself a way to be of service to someone, you will have found your niche. How about that?
Yes.
515-605-9325 to speak. Let's take a call. Area code, was it 830, 829? We're going to take 312-636 as soon as we come back after the break, so stay tuned.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, joined by executive producer Naima Latif, and our guest of the hour, that would be Cynthia Boykin of WhatYouNeedIs.com. She's joined us, and we're going to go to the phone line. We got a few calls, 312-636. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment?
Good morning. This is Carol. And
good morning,
I want to thank
Carol.
You all.
How are you, dear?
I'm good, even though you didn't get in touch. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I want to thank you guys for, not guys, but you ladies for helping me to listen to the voice, reminding me to listen to the voices in my head. This has been a good show this morning. I want you to know that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, my sister. And that is the voice of Carol. Is that one R or two L's? How does that work, Carol?
Two L's. It was two L's and two R's, but, you know, I didn't have sense enough to tell them they got it wrong on the birth certificate.
Oh, okay. Carol, that is Carol Hibbler. She is, remember that poem that I read to you this morning with from Alice Walker. Two of my favorite poets. I was so embarrassed. I tell the story. I digress, but I have to tell this story. I was so excited to have Maya Angelou on my show before she passed. This was back in the 90s. I was so excited. I got her works of art mixed up, word poetry, mixed up with Alice Walker. And when she came on, I introduced, she said, Maya Angelou was so cool and laid back. She said, oh, no, dear, that's not mine. That's Alice Walker. And I felt like, oh, my God, my biggest faux pas ever in life. I get the one and only Dr. Maya Angelou from South Carolina, and I call her Alice Walker. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my.
I just wanted to die right there on the air, but I didn't. The consummate professional I am. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yada, yada, yada. You know, I just kept talking. And she just made my day. I can't even find that interview. I don't even know where it is.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was so embarrassed. So thank you.
I just made it memorable for her.
Yeah, buddy. She will not forget. No, she did call me Alice Walker. Oh, but she was so cool with it. So thank you for that, Carol. Thank you so very much for that. We greatly appreciate it. That was an awesome poem. And I thought I'd read pretty much all of Alice Walker's work. I don't remember reading that. So how did you come up with that, Carol?
She has a website, and that was one of the entries, one of her recent entries.
Oh, okay. And are you, I know you're listening to the conversation with Cynthia Boykin, What You Need Is. Have you ever heard of that site or Cynthia Boykin?
I had not heard of it, but you know, now that I know about it, I'll be going there.
Oh, wonderful.
And the thing about serving yourself to serve others, it made me remember that some years ago I was at Jewel at the deli counter, and there was an older lady there. You have to get a number to be waited on.
Yes.
And so she said, I don't know nothing about serving myself. And this and that and your conversation
wow.
brought that back to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 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 That's all I can say is wow. I'm never at a loss for words. Wow. Wow. What you need. Thank you for that, for sharing that, Carol. And for those who just tune in case you didn't know who Cynthia Boykin is, she's a sister from Chicago who is helping entrepreneurs get the word out about who they are and what they do. More importantly, it's her story and the other challenges, and we're going to talk about some of those challenges in just a minute with Carol to see how she has weathered the storm, to see how she's come through as a result of following her purpose and passion. Cynthia is also known as the Master Networker. She is founder of the WhatYouNeedIs.com, the well-known Chicago-based consultancy that connects businesses to new customers. Cynthia is known for being able to build relationships, connecting the right people together skillfully and swiftly, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So for those who are listening, entrepreneurs, Cynthia, why is it that they need an organization such as yours, WhatYouNeedIs.com, to help them connect their product or service?
Well, one of the reasons is a lot of, you know, people may have ideas, entrepreneurs, business owners, authors. They do what they do.
Right.
You know, they built their bakery. You know, they've opened their boutique, but I have the list. I've curated and built a list from starting 15 years ago, actually. It'll be 15 years next year. And so I have a list. So my job is to take my list and promote your businesses, your products, your events, your press releases in front of my network. And not only is it a list of 56,000 people that I've curated over the years, one by one, because I've never, one thing I've never done is actually, you know, a lot of times people say they have all these lists and they built them by buying addresses. Well, I've always paid attention to people, places, things that are doing great things all over the country, because that's why even though I lived in Chicago, my network was further than Chicago because I knew the world was bigger, WWW, World Wide Web. And so that's how I always started it. And then there was others who did what I did, but that's exactly why they need what you need is, because not only do I have this list, I have relationships with people that I can call. So when you meet me, we discuss how you want to promote your business, your event that's coming up. You know, as I listen to you in a quick conversation, I can tell personal people I need to connect you with. Having relationships with people, because I travel extensively. So I've met people, and, you know, it makes the difference. And it's not just a list, it's personal relationships.
And I want to back up for just a moment, because you just glossed right over that word when you said I have 56,000 people on your mailing list. Did you hear what I said? She just ran right up. 56,000.
Yes.
Now that
yes.
So many are really relying on the World Wide Web to connect because they can't go to events, they can't personally network. How has that affected your business with most people now not being able to physically meet people and relying on a service that can connect them through the internet?
And that's Cynthia.
Yeah.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it has actually, the business has been doing very well during the pandemic, because I was doing this before there was a pandemic. I started online. I lived in Waukegan, Illinois. I didn't even live in the city. And people were like, who is this person? You know, because I don't know if you're aware of, in Chicago, people are about their business. Well, you're from Chicago. People are about their business. So they had other people who were doing exactly what I was doing. So who I am, a new girl on the block, like, who is this? What you need is. And when I would go to the city, people thought, they didn't even know I didn't live in Chicago. But I was very connected. And, you know, how I built my network is I read and I paid attention to everything. So if you send an email out, you were on my list. Okay, by any means necessary, you were on my list. So that's how people started to be aware of who I was. And also, you know, I would, I would personally go to different events, 100 Black Men, NAACP, church event. And what is, when you're at an event, sometimes you don't think about it, but what's in front of you usually is a book about the event. And in the book are ads. There's your
right.
business owners right there. So I started building this list. So that's what I did. And I've done that for 15 years. No side thing going on, no other job, no sugar daddy. I mean, this is what I do for a living. And it was because of these lists that I built and the relationships and continue to network and be with people and travel and build my list.
Okay. Wow. That's quite a story. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess my next question is, how do you help businesses to adjust to this new way that they have to interact with clients? Because a lot of times, you know, people have services or products, and they've been dependent on that personal contact, and now they have to find ways of either connecting online or sending products through online orders as opposed to, you know, personal delivery. So how do you help people make that kind of transition when they may have to redo how they even find the people that they need to do business with? How do you help them in that process?
Well, I find that most people have been, even though they were doing events and maybe they had some, are you speaking about people who weren't doing anything online before?
Yeah, people who weren't doing, because, like, you know, a lot of people our age group, they haven't been as computer savvy as now is necessary. And they might have been in business for a long time, but when that transition came, they weren't ready. And, you know, they didn't have anybody to help them get ready. So, you know, how do you handle it when you get, you know, customers maybe or clients in their 60s and, you know, don't know how to set up a website, don't know how to do a Zoom meeting. I mean, things that you must do now because you can't see people face to face.
Right.
How do you help them make the transition in their business?
Ooh.
Well,
yeah,
you know, to do that part is a consultant. Because when people come to me, they're ready to promote. They know who I am. They're ready to promote. Now, if there's a people, and I've had a couple customers who did not know how to do certain things, that's a consultation. That's a consultant fee. And even with that, even before, you know, people wouldn't use the online, it wasn't to their benefit, and now they're really having to do it. But by the time people come to me, they're ready. Or we have a consulting fee about it. And this is the thing. People, a lot of times what I've seen is that people want to, you know, people say they can do this thing like, oh, I put myself on Facebook and, you know, my niece or my nephew will handle my Facebook. They don't even know your business. And these are your nieces and nephews. Even though they want to help you, but they're not the ones because they don't have a list. They don't know who to market to. Who is their list? Their friends? So it's more of a consulting at that point to help them move along. Yeah, because we're in different arenas.
Yeah.
But there's hope. You know, they can still call in and get a consultation.
I just look at difference even with the generations. Everything my daughter buys, I mean, she goes online to see what the ratings are.
Yes.
We go shopping, and it drives me crazy because, you know, she can't pick up a product. Like, well, let me see what the ratings are first, you know?
Really? Yes.
Just get the stuff on sale, 2-for-1, or what that means. Come on now. She knows I can see what this is online. Oh, no, put that back. They have low ratings.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, that's the millennial way of doing business. And we got ready to move her into a new apartment. She wanted to go online and see what the ratings were with each company. Oh, this company, they said the workers showed up drunk. Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, you know. And so the moving company we finally found was an older guy that I had known from years ago. He didn't have a website because he was older. You know, the way they did business was like personal networking, word of mouth. She's like, well, he doesn't have a website. How do you know he's any good? I was like, you know what? I knew him from years back. I mean, everybody doesn't have a website. So, you know, I'm just looking at the difference in how people are doing business between one generation and another. And our generation tends to rely more on personal contact, you know, relationships. The generation coming after us, they tend to rely more on the internet contact, reviews online, your website, you know, all that kind of stuff. How many views you get on Facebook? So
because I don't do none of that.
And I'm seeing the contrast of how the generations do business with others.
Mm.
Make that adjustment.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
Well, you know, what I love about that is that the younger people, and then us in general, we're more educated consumers now. We just don't buy randomly. And you know, although the millennials are really to the left with, you know, everything they do, they check. But at the same time, they're very educated consumers, and they make a decision based on what they want, they like, who they like. I think for... Like, because I'm in my 60s as well. We're more relationship-based than they are. Because it's still very important. But see, it's a different generation, and they just randomly, they just spend money.
Okay.
And they spend money based on those reviews. That's why the more reviews they have, people are more apt to spend money with them. They don't know these people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that they don't even know the people. And then where I think for our generation, we're more based on we want to buy from our own people. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've observed also. You know, people, we, like you say, we're more relationship-based. I know this person, or I know somebody who knows this person. You know, we want to be connected to the person.
Right.
In a personal way, whereas, you know, the younger generation, they're more into what the reviews say online, or, you know, what their internet presence presents, you know, what their website looks like. You know, they make decisions based on that. And so I definitely see a difference. I mean, I don't know, you know, one is either better or worse than the other. It's just we feel better with personal connection.
Yeah.
To somebody.
Yes. That we do. Wow. Well, it is 8:50. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the voice of businesswoman entrepreneur Cynthia Boykin of whatyouneedis.com. And she's sharing her trials and tribulations of being an entrepreneur in these challenging times. What would you say is one of your biggest trials and what hurdles you've had to overcome, Cynthia?
Some of my biggest trials were, you know, I look back now, and my daughter said to me one day, she says, Mom, you know what you should have done? And you know how that is when kids tell you what to do. And I thought, what? And she says, and then it came to me, she says, while I was working on my business, she said, you know, you should have been working that way you could have funded your business. So basically it was funding. And I think she is right, because I could have worked so I had money to fund what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
Which I didn't. Yes. Yeah, because the funding is the key. You know, I managed, but money helps. And to that note, for entrepreneurs or people listening, or even you don't know if you want to be an entrepreneur one day. Maybe you're starting out just thinking there's always something in all of our bellies that is just, it's a little seed becoming a big baby one day. But, you know, while you're still working, think about what you want to do, because that's the money to fund what you want to do. So when you're on your own, or you get a little pink slip, you're already prepared for it. So take that. Don't spend all your money, but keep your money to fund what you really want to do. Because most people are working, but that's not what they really want to do.
I'm so glad you said that, because there was a sister I met by the name of Siri Hibbler. Siri came on last week and shared information with us for business owners. The deadline is tomorrow, even though it's the 13th, because, you know, we have a tendency sometimes to wait to the last minute. There is a mm-hmm. website, and I found it. It is $250 million available to small businesses, and you hopefully that you can participate in one and getting funding for that if you need it or want it. It's called CookCountySmallBiz.org. Siri is the young lady who goes. She's the only black face that shows up at all of these Chamber of Commerce, where there's nothing but white people, and they're always telling her, we don't have enough black folks applying, and there's so much money out there for us to take advantage of, and we don't know about it. So please go and tell everybody you know, go to the $250 million grants that are available. The deadline is the 13th, but I'm going to say tomorrow, which is Tuesday. They're available, CookCountySmallBiz.org. So please, Cynthia, share that when you put that out, your next letter, CookCountySmallBiz.org. Go there, fill it out. It only takes like 5 minutes. And Naima, okay. Everybody that's listening to this call, the only thing is you had to have a $5,000 decrease from 2020. So this is 2021. If you made $50,000 this year, hopefully you only made $45,000 last year. Does that make sense? Okay. And we got a comment, too, from one of from Rhonda. What does that say, Naima?
I had to spend from my more mature sisters. I tip on how to let people know about it. Besides Facebook, one tip on how to let people know about it. Besides Facebook, any suggestions, Cynthia? Does she have any fans you want how to promote it besides putting it on Facebook? What's another way or additional way to get the word out?
Well, I'm looking at this. I think I would always recommend that people subscribe to, the Chicago Urban League, the city of Chicago, the city of Dalton, because they will let you know about all these things that are going on, especially if it's in Cook County. And I believe I promoted this through the Chicago Urban League.
So,
I think one of the things that we see a lot of, people have relied a lot on Facebook.
And then it went down.
It went down, and that kind of lets you know, okay, we need alternative ways to connect.
Yes.
And I didn't even know it was down.
Yeah, I didn't know it was down either. You'd be a person calling me, and you know, your Facebook's back. Facebook is down. Like the world had come to an end.
Right. Right. Do we really care?
But a lot of businesses rely on that. They have, especially if they don't have a website or if they don't have any other means of connecting, you know, they don't have a way to let people know. So I guess maybe if you want to, or if there's other ways it can be announced or announce your thing, if you're trying to let people know that you have an event or business, something going on.
Hi, Daryl Ann Kelly, who's letting us know that she's watching the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Daryl Ann. Thank you, Daryl Ann, for your daily messages of
inspiration,
and motivation. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Cynthia, would you like to your contact information? We've come to the end of the show. You'll hear the music playing in the background. Just ignore it.
Okay. My contact information is www.WATUNEEDIS.com. WhatYouNeedIs.com. And we can promote your businesses, products, press releases to 56,000 people worldwide. For being on this show today, we will give you a 50% discount on our e-blast, which are $250 for two. We can give you 50% off.
Okay. $250 for how much?
That's for two e-blasts. When I send out two to our network, it's $250. But for your listeners today, we will do it for $125 for two.
$125. Okay, 50% off. Love it. Love it.
Yes. I did promote the Illinois Back to Business grant, and I did that for the Chicago Urban League.
Say that again now.
I did promote this event, the one that you were talking about, the Back to Business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did promote that for the Chicago Urban League. So also, you know, it's through your newsletter. Email has not gone out of business. Facebook went down, Instagram went down, WhatsApp went down. I'm not going down.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I want to thank
you. Merci. Spain. Gracias.
That's a recording. I don't want to say pay it no mind, because we do want you to pay mine, because I do want you. But I want to thank you so very much for blessing us with your presence, with your message today, and for being a light in the darkness for entrepreneurs who don't know how to get it out. So, wow, I love that. 50% off for your list today, so be sure for all of this. Want the services, they're $250, but for today, just because you listen to the female solution, you can get it for half Christ. And we just can't do any better than that. Thank you so very much for joining us. And thank you,
okay.
Cynthia. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Sister Zelda.
Look forward to
okay,
you.
Bye, ladies. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you so much. Cynthia Boykin, whatyouneedis.com. So be sure and go to the site and tell her that you are the one that saw it here on The Female Solution. As we continue with the after show with executive producer of The Female Solution, and that would be Naima Latif. Take it away while I go get me some tea.
All righty.
All righty now. Ella, for those on the switchboard, if you want to comment, you got to push one now, hopefully. Yeah,
yes.
Push one right now so we can see that you want to speak. Okay.
Bring into the conversation.
Going to get my tea.
And, you know, I think everybody should have a business, even if you work
Amen.
A regular job. And sometimes that job that you're working is what you need to finance your business, because you have to have a cash flow for things that you need. And if you're coming out of a family where you're the first entrepreneur, and many of you who are in business, you've had that experience, you're the first one to actually step out there and create something that pays you. And it's not a boss that you have to report to or a clock you have to punch, but it's your own ingenuity that's generating an income. That can be a scary thing if you don't have a family tradition of business. And we know that there was a gap between many of the families who migrated north from the farm, plantations, the sharecropping, and all of that to an urban environment. And then you come here, and many of us in the African-American tradition, we were working for some company, a factory or whatever the case may be, whatever existed in the city that we migrated to. So unlike many other ethnic groups who might have migrated from another country, and they came here with the intention of selling something, whether a service that they knew how to do, or building, or farming, whatever the case, their service was that they wanted to sell to create a business. We came north looking for work from an employer. So many of us did not have family traditions of business enterprises where we were selling a product. And that's what an entrepreneur is, someone who creates an idea of a product or service that they want to sell. So when you're the first one in a family, and because of the way our families evolved from the rural tradition to the urban tradition and working in various factories and companies and so forth, we didn't often have that understanding of family members that when you start an enterprise, you need capital, you need money to fund the cost, whether it's purchasing the equipment that you need or purchasing the items that you're going to sell or purchasing the maybe retail space you want to be operating from, whatever it is you need money, you need capital. So often we ended up trying to finance our business as we're building the business, which means if you're undercapitalized and you don't have the cash flow that you need, and it creates different issues, maybe you need to hire people to do something, but you don't have the money up front to pay them before your client pays you. And then if your client doesn't pay you or doesn't pay you on time, then you can't pay your workers on time, and then you get a reputation of paying people. So it's a lot of things that happen in our journey toward entrepreneurship because we were not necessarily coming out of a family where the tradition was to start your own business. We didn't have businesses passed down to us. So when you're that first-generation entrepreneur, it's very challenging, especially if you don't have anybody around you to teach you. Now, what I discovered, I think at age 24, when I first went into business, all we had in our community were preachers, You know,
yep.
You got a super storefront
yep.
church and everything.
Yep.
And so I didn't have people to mentor me in the business arena. I made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make mistakes in business, they cost you money.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, it's a very painful way to learn, but you do learn. And
you won't make that mistake again.
You don't make those mistakes again. So I learned how to write contracts that were very detailed. If you don't put in what it exactly you expect to do, what you're promising to do, what you're going to get paid, how you're going to get paid, all those things can go wrong if it's not in writing. So I learned that the hard way. And then you do have to have money beyond what your client is paying you when you have other expenses. If you're expecting to pay your people based on your client paying you, and if they don't pay you, they give you a hard luck story or they got complaints and they'll come up with some money, and the people that you hire to do the thing, they're looking to you to pay them, and you're trying to say, well, I can't pay you until they pay me.
Right. They ain't trying to get it. No.
They ain't trying to get it. So you do have to have money that empowers you to do what you must do above and beyond what your clients are paying you. You have to have money to promote your business, like our guest today. You have to have a way to tell people who you are and where you are and what you do. Because
yep.
it's great to be in business, but if no one knows it, then you can't survive. And you have to pay people who do those kinds of things, you know, marketing, promotion, spreading the word. And it's really important now, and we talked about the transition that comes with the internet age. You used to have a lot of people that relied on printing up flyers
yeah.
to pass around. But what I would see time and time again, people would say, okay, I'm going to announce my grand opening of my business, I'm going to print up 5,000 flyers, but you don't have people to distribute those 5,000 flyers, so they just sit in your trunk or somebody else's trunk. Who's going to walk door to door and pass them out? So that has to be part of your plan if you're going to physically do that. And then if you pass them out, how do you make sure people are reading them? So,
right.
I mean, the best thing is put them in people's hands if that's what you're going to do in terms of promoting something. But nowadays, you know, we're saving paper, we're saving trees. People are sending things directly to your email, directly to your cell phone.
To your phone.
So, you know, our guest, Cynthia Boykin, what she does is critical in connecting people through the ways that people receive information. You get up and look at your phone every day, and you got some kind of an announcement, you know, a text message, an email, and most people's email pops up on their phone. So if you're going to be in business, you need to have these tools, because this is the way things are done now. I mean, you still have some people that did print up flyers and posters and that sort of thing, but if you're not in tune with how the transition has occurred in terms of how we receive information, you're going to find yourself struggling. So it's important to keep up with these kinds of trends as the technology creates different ways of communicating. And today's, I'm seeing a lot of young people that are excelling in business simply because they have mastered social media. And so it behooves us to understand how our customer base can be reached, especially if we have a product that is really a general kind of thing that anybody can use. You know, we used to think in terms of geography. Well, if I have a business and I'm on the south side of Chicago, then I'm going to cater to the south side. But if you, today, say if you sell T-shirts, well, that doesn't have a geographical restriction.
Right.
You have a way that you've got a website online, people can order. You can be a global business instantly. But you got to think that way. If you're still thinking my geographical location, and you're still seeing yourself as limited to not only your space, but your race. You know, well, this is a black business, and I'm going to sell to black people.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. But if what you have is a product that everybody uses, why are you limiting yourself?
Right.
Why are you limiting your vision of who you can serve? If you have something that everybody needs, sell it to everybody. Because that's who your customer base is. So, you know, these are the ways that we're able to expand our thinking at this time, because we're now connected to a world community. And anything that's made can be shipped, sent, flown, and delivered anywhere. And so when we create a business, we have to think in terms of everybody. How do we appeal to everybody for what we do? If I sell decorative scarves, I want to be able to sell them in India. I want to be able to sell them in China. I want to be able to sell them in Africa. I want to be able to sell them all over, because women all over wear scarves, if that's what I do. So whatever it is, we have to, I think this is a great opportunity for us to get out of the helpless victim mentality that we've been carrying for too long, and realize that everything we need is already in our hands. We have all the tools we need to create whatever it is we desire. There isn't anybody stopping us. And it doesn't matter if people have racial prejudice or gender bias or whatever. None of that matters. Because if you have a product that people need, they don't really care what you are. You look at most of the things you buy, you don't know who created those things. You don't know who owns the company. You just know you need the thing, and so you buy it. That's how people are shopping nowadays. So this is how we have to start thinking. Whatever it is we do, just do it to the best of your ability. Promote it as, you know, a great service, a great product. You need this, and the price is right. So here's how you buy it. And be in touch with the ways people can pay you. You know, when people say, well, you know, I don't like to do electronic money transfer, I don't trust this system. Well, look, if I don't have cash and I can send you money through Cash App,
right,
does it make any sense? And now you got to wait till I can run to the bank or go to the store and get some cash on. Hey, you can get paid right now. Get that app on your phone. Do these things that make it easy for people to pay you. Don't be stubborn about coming into the 21st century. If you are in business, you need to do all the things that make it easy for people to pay you. Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Zelle, you know, everything. And what's this other one I got on here? You know, find ways to make it easy to do business. And, you know, have your pricing in such a way that it makes sense. Don't underprice if you know it's going to cost you a certain amount of money to do a job. You got to buy materials. You got to, you know, figure out your gas costs and everything. Make sure that all of that is part of how you price things. Because if you don't price it right, you could be paying to work for somebody.
Hello.
I mean, how many of us have made those mistakes? You know, you underprice something, you realize it actually cost you to do that job as opposed to you making a profit. So get the math right. You know, I mean, being in business is just a matter of selling something. Either you're selling a product, you know, a thing, or you're selling a service, something you do. But whatever it is, people are paying you for a thing. They're paying you. That's all business is. It's not complicated. We make it more complicated than it is. But when you are communicating with government agencies, like, you know, Zelda just mentioned, applying for grants, you need to keep records of your buying and selling, because this is how you present what you do. And don't be afraid of paperwork. Don't be afraid of keeping financial records. Don't be afraid of filing paperwork that defines your business structure. If you're a sole proprietor, understand what that means. If you're going to be a partnership, you're working with somebody, understand what that means. If you're going to be a corporation, understand what that means. Fill out the paperwork that designates what you are. Get a bank account and get bank cards in your business name.
And
you know,
start building business credit, too.
Start building business credit. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of paperwork. A lot of times, people are afraid of making that transition from a part-time hustle where you get cash under the table to a business that is registered with a license and in records with the city where you're paying taxes and whatnot. People are afraid to make that transition because they don't have a family tradition of being in business, so they don't know the details of how to do it, and they, in their minds, they're making it more complicated than it is.
Right.
But when it comes time to being able to take advantage of grant programs and loan programs, you need financial records.
Yep.
So if you are trying to keep from, you know, if you're trying to stay under the radar because you worry, well, if I let it be known that I got extra income, I might have to pay more taxes and I might have to. Don't be afraid to make money. Don't be afraid to record your money. Don't be afraid to be legitimate. Because if you're not legitimate, then you can't go after the legitimate money that's trying to pay you.
Yep.
I mean, there was money being given out during the we're still in the pandemic, but,
right.
You know, various companies were paying business people for business loss.
Yep.
And all you had to do was just show your record. You know,
YBM,
I had money.
Payment
for,
protection thing,
They were paying your phone bill, your electrical, something like that.
But
they were paying that because, you know, you had some business losses. And because, you know, my phone and internet is in my business name, I can say, okay, well, here's the bill, and they paid it. So, okay.
Right.
You know, put things in your business name.
Yep.
You know, have the designated, have a differentiation between your personal money and your business money so that you can, like you say, build business credit. You know, do these things. Think like a business person. Think like a business owner. Be set up so that when you hire people, you can have records of what you paid them.
Yeah.
You know, because as the government starts to pay businesses that have lost money during this pandemic, you want to be able to show, well, I used to have this, I used to have that, I used to have these people that I paid that I hired, I couldn't pay them anymore because of this. Okay, well, they compensate you for that. But you have to have records of what you did. So these are some of the things that we have to start thinking differently so that we can stop believing that other people are keeping us from doing things. Nobody's keeping you from doing anything. At this point in time, the internet has equalized everybody. So you can be instantly a global business. You can be instantly selling all over the world. You can be instantly promoting to everybody. You can be instantly making money from everybody. The tools are there for everybody. We should not be complaining about racism anymore. And I'm not trying to negate what is happening, but we are giving too much power to other people that they don't have. They do not have that. We have the power that we need to do whatever it is we're trying to do. It doesn't matter if people don't like you. It doesn't matter if they don't want you to be in their organization or whatever. You have the power to form your own. It doesn't matter. And you're not restricted to your geographical location, your particular color. You're not restricted to anything. Be a human being. Be a global human being offering a service to the global family. If you think that, then you'll discover that all the power you're giving to the little local people that hurt your feelings because they're kind of mean, they don't even exist. So we need to stop giving them our attention. And we need to stop restricting ourselves and our growth. We're powerful and unlimited in power. So be the servant to humanity in whatever business you're going to create. Serve to the best of your ability. Give yourself an opportunity to expand and be unlimited and believe in yourself and connect with people of like mind of wherever they might be, whatever color they might be, whatever religion they might be, whatever they might look like. People of like mind who have similar vision. Form networks, and you will discover that you always had the power in your hands to do exactly whatever you wanted to do. Just have to believe.
Okay. Rhonda from Ron's Way says, thank you, my sisters. Love, love. She says, great stuff. Pricing, get the math right. Preach. Love it. Thank you, Rhonda. We appreciate that.
You know, and all these, earlier we were talking about the wisdom of age. All of this comes from the wisdom of experience, having done things the wrong way and having learned the lessons through experience. So when I'm speaking, I'm not speaking of theories. I'm speaking what I know, because when I started out, you know, I came from a solid family, hardworking people, but nobody had a business. So I had to learn how to do that. I had to learn the difference between business theory that you learn in college, you
right,
know,
right.
And what it really means to just be out there buying and selling, because that's all business is. So that's how an immigrant can come here that doesn't speak English and can set up a shop and sell you stuff. And yet here you are with your college degree unemployed, but you majored in business management because you weren't thinking, I'm going to go out and manage my business. You were thinking, I'm going to get some corporation to hire me.
Right.
And if they didn't, then what do you do?
Right.
So, but this person who can't speak English can come here and sell trinkets and little hair stuff, and you go in there and buy it. They feed their family. So what's the difference? It's thought. You're thinking, I need somebody to do for me.
Right.
And they're thinking, I'm going to come and do for myself. These people got money. I'm going to sell them something. That's what a business person does. That's what an entrepreneur does. What can I sell to? That's all business is. And we got all these business majors that frustrated and unemployed talking about racism in the business world. Why are you coming out of school with a business degree looking for someone else?
Thank
you. When you have the skills and the knowledge to create your own business instantly. Why are you doing that? Because of how we've been conditioned to think, believing that other people are smarter than we are. And they're not.
Never have been.
They might have access to more information, but today information is readily available at your fingertips.
I know.
So you can go online and find a YouTube video to tell you anything you want to know nowadays.
Yep.
Anything. Google it. Anything. Yep. So there's no reason to be dependent. There's no reason to be unemployed. Everybody should have a business of some kind, even if you're working a job. Always have something that you own, that you control, that pays you. So even if they decide, well, you know, we're downsizing, we got to cut you, you still got a job that you created yourself. Always have something that pays you, that you control. Everybody.
Yep.
In an economy like America, a place of free enterprise, there's no excuse.
No whatsoever.
Even if I just sold half of this junk that I got in my house.
Okay.
I'm fighting that hoarding tendency, but I got so much stuff. I'm thinking, you know what? Somebody would like to buy this stuff.
Yep.
If I just sold my stuff that I'm storing in closets and stuff, I could have a healthy income.
Yep.
So if I did nothing, somebody wants to buy it. You know,
yep.
You got websites like eBay and everything. People are thinking of ways of earning a living off of what they have in their hands.
And we got plenty of it. And don't want to let it go.
I was reading an article about a little boy that started a business, a fertilizer business. I guess he lived in a rural area. He would just come and collect cow dung and then sell it. You know,
wow.
Wow. You got to scoop poop and make a business.
Wow.
So there is just no limit of what you can do.
Wow.
Living.
I have heard it all. And I believe it because, you know, I love looking at YouTube. You just hear, you see things on YouTube that you don't see anywhere else. And what you said about building a business from cow dung, I saw in Asia, I don't remember what country it was, somewhere in the Philippines, where they speed it up. They show this big old hole in the ground, and they show this brother, Asian brother, nothing but no shirt, no pants. I mean, he has pants on, but no shoes, nothing else. And it shows him from start to finish digging a hole in the ground, coming back and putting bricks on top of it, and he builds little buildings for people who can't afford living space.
Wow.
It takes him, you know, a good half a day, depending on how elaborate you want it. But, hey, it's possible.
Yeah.
So look around your house. You have a skill, a natural gift, talent, and ability. That's what we teach our youth here at the Higher Learning Network. And the challenge is to believe that gift that you have. Everybody knows you got it but you.
Yeah.
They tell you you're funny all the time. You know, you need to be up on the stage sometimes. Like Tony, he always comes in making faces or something. I'm like, you need to be on somebody's show making faces or something. Go get paid for them funny faces.
That's right, yeah.
We all got it.
Got a comedic talent there.
Yes. So use it. Use it. You know, don't wait on them to come and save you because they're not going to save you. As Brother Baba Kwame Sunhorse would say, you the one you've been waiting on all the time. You waiting on them for what? When you're the one that's going to save you.
That's right. That's right. Really. We got to know that. We have to know that because you could waste a lifetime being angry at somebody not coming to save you. You always had to do to save yourself.
Ain't that what they said in the Wizard of Oz? I hate to use it, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the lesson in that.
Yeah.
So you had the ability all along, but you had to go through this so you could learn it.
But you just didn't know it.
Didn't know.
So now you know it. So what you going to do about it?
What you going to do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it comes for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Okay, I digress. I go there sometimes. Anyway, go to RiseWay.com. Your invite for women over a certain age and mindset if you want to join that November event in which I'll be there, so I hope to see you there. Hope you are enjoying the after show as we are about to wind up here. Be sure, and if you go to Cynthia's, Cynthia Boykin, whatyouneedis.com, remember you get 2 e-blasts and 50% off today if you decide to join her newsletter. And that's how I found out about her. And a lot of the things that she posts, I put on my blog. And I was like, let's have her on the show. See what her story is. So I'm very glad I did. And be sure and join us, mark your calendar, 4th Saturday every month. It's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time so that you can help vote for our children from across the world, across the globe, across the planet. Our last winner for September was a young man by the name of Mark Tieford from Bulgaria.
Wow.
So get those one-minute audition tapes in to hlntvshow@gmail.com. I'll type that in there for you. To send your audition.
You know, one thing that we're going to see because this generation of young people, they're used to no barriers to distance and time. They're going to think differently because, I mean, we had people from countries all over the world, and so when they see themselves, they don't think in terms of
no
geographical location. They see themselves already as part of a global community. And when you see that, then there's just no restrictions on what you perceive that you can do. And I think that's how we're going to begin to see the world change in terms of racial division. I don't think that's going to continue because our children have grown up in a world where there is no division.
Mm.
There's no separation. And so when they see themselves, they see themselves as part of a global community, and then they see their aspirations. They know they can go anywhere in the world. They can be seen anywhere in the world. So I think as we observe how they interact, how they network, we're going to see that the racial divide that we struggle with don't exist anymore. You know, we had to fight a war to make it happen. It just happened because we communicate all over the world, and we've got to know each other, and that's all
it took. And I have got to share with you, Khalid Scott, he comes on every quarterly, but he sends me a word of inspiration every day, and I have got to share this with you because I said it to a few people already, and it was like, ooh, send me that so I can share it. Well, I'm going to share it with you right here, right now, so that you can see it. And it's from Khalid Scott, mental health professional. And he is a regular here on the show, on The Female Solution. And I hope you can see this. Can you see this now? Yeah, there you go. I want to make it big so you can see it. Not quite. I'll just read it to you. How about that? Happy Monday. And they spell out Monday. Monday. I can learn from my mistakes. I can improve my working hard. I will never give up. I am determined to be my best, to do my best. Self-reflection will help me succeed, and I can overcome challenges with effort, and I can train my brain, baby. I can train my brain. So I hope that you enjoy that and remember to share that with someone today.
Okay. Well, that's makes sense.
I like that. My girlfriend said, ooh, that just made my day. So I say if it made one person's day, it'll make somebody else's day, too. So I just had to share that with you.
Yeah, a blessing thought.
So what tomorrow is self-care with Jody Susan. What can we expect for Wednesday, Naima?
Well, let's see. Wednesday we've got, of course, myself and my co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we're going to be taking a look at some ways that we can help young people and some of the programs that exist for young people who are in trouble, how they can get emotional support, counseling support, and how they can, in fact, turn their lives around. So we'll be talking to those who are involved with counseling troubled teens, and they'll certainly look forward to hearing from our global family as we encourage those who may be going through challenging times right now.
And we all going through some challenging times right now.
Yeah. And, of course, Thursday we've got Dr.
Debbie Green, Soulful Solutions. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Debbie.
Really wonderful birthday, yes. Yes. And she's always just astounding with really helping us deal with some of those moments in our lives, grief, sadness, depression, because we are right now in the midst of addressing the challenge of
yes.
people who may be transitioning, whether it's from COVID or even a sudden violent act. But we have to come back to a place of peace within, and that's often the challenge that we have, so that we can accept life changes without it leaving us devastated. And she's doing some wonderful counseling and helping us to come back to a place of peace where we're not holding on to guilt or shame or regret, which in fact is affecting our physical health when
right.
we want to return to joy regardless of what we might be going through. We want the norm to be joy, and so she helps with that. And of course, you know, we got Friday with Health and Well-Being with Biana, and she has been very diligent in helping us to feel empowered in this time of great fear and stress, knowing that there are so many natural things we can do to keep our state of health and well-being and immunity. And so we need to just learn how to do those things. So I'm just so grateful for all of our wonderful hosts, and of course we've got Deborah that's going to give us some ins and outs on travel insurance. You don't have to be afraid to travel, but you do need to be prepared and understand that things can happen to you while you're away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people have had strange customs say, it's a long story, I lost my money and I need help to get a train ticket back home. I don't have a watch. I mean, you hear these long stories of people who stranded someplace
And half the time you think, okay, this is a con, I can give you no money. But you think, well, if you are in that situation, perhaps you should have planned better, okay? What would you do if you got stranded someplace, say another country, another city, a state, and lost your wallet or stolen or whatever the case may be? What would you do, you know?
So, I tell you, my girlfriend just, I don't know if she's back from Jamaica yet. They were supposed to leave Friday, but today is Monday. They got blocked. Their flight was canceled.
What happened?
From Jamaica, a good place to get canceled at, but, you know, 80-some degrees every day. But still, you know, the inconvenience. They were kicked out, they were kicked off their flight. Delta Plate paid for their hotel for one night. Told them that they were leaving at 11 o'clock that morning. They get to the airport and find out they're not leaving until 10 o'clock that night.
So what do you do?
If you had insurance, well, they didn't need it because the first night the hotel covered. But the second night, if they had insurance, they possibly could have went back to the hotel and instead of spending 10 hours
in an airport
all day.
Right? I mean... Yeah. So be prepared. You know, insurance, it makes a difference because you don't know what might happen in these days with flights getting canceled and everything, the uncertainty.
You just don't know.
Just be prepared so that a wonderful trip doesn't get ruined because of some unexpected thing happening. So we're looking forward to that on Saturday with Move Around with Deborah. So if you tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and wherever you are in the world, adjust your time. You can join us live.
Okay, and we also have Wendy Williams. She's coming back. Did we talk about the first Saturday?
Yeah, second Saturday she's coming back. Of course, look out for her in November. Now, this past Saturday, we were actually at Reverend Jesse Jackson's 80th birthday celebration.
Yes.
That was fun, and then we had a chance to talk to Valerie Goodall, is introducing the Black on Black Love Community Gardens on 8616 South Carpenter, which is in the Auburn-Gresham area. And, you know, again, we have everything we need. If we can look at all these vacant lots and see them as potential places of growing food, of discovering food that's already growing, of feeding ourselves, earning a living, then we will not see ourselves as impoverished people or victimized people. We will see that we have everything we need. So she's certainly enlightening people in that community, and we'll be talking further with her in that program. And I'm just so excited to see people awakening to the possibilities and all the things that we have. All we have to do is just see it. It's like you say, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. It was always there. You could have clicked your heels on them ruby slippers and went on with it. But you just had to go through some things so that you could learn and you could realize the power that you had. So, and all of her companions, same thing. The Cowardly Lion had to go through some things and he had to face his fear before he realized he already had courage. The Kid Man had to go through some things that really touched his heart before he realized he already had empathy. He already had a heart. And the Scarecrow had to go through some things where he had to think his way out of things before he realized he already had a heart. So everything you think you need, you already have. I love that story because it just tells you so much. You have what you're looking for. You are who you've been waiting for. That's a great lesson in that story, and it's the lesson of all of our lives. We are the ones we have been waiting for.
Amen. And you don't have to wait anymore because you're here.
You're here. Right here. Don't have to wait anymore.
And it is 9:38, and we thank you so much for being a part of this show today and for sharing and liking this show and subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel. And be sure and check out all the updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, as we leave you with the promo for the Female Solution Show, and here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda V. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Gassan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Vivian Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Shalom, namaste, make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Bye-bye now.